Unit 2. Focus 1. Language Skills. Section 1. Model Passage Reading.
The Praying Hands. Below is a touching story about Dürer's praying hands that is widely known. It tells of Dürer doing his creation in appreciation of a brother who went to work in the mines to support Albrecht's education. Back in the 15th century, in a tiny village near Nuremberg, lived a family with 18 children. 18! In order merely to keep food on the table for this large group, the father and head of the household, a goldsmith by profession, worked almost 18 hours a day at his trade and any other paying job he could find in the neighbourhood. Despite their seemingly hopeless condition, two of Albrecht Dürer, the elder's children, had a dream. They both wanted to pursue their talent for art, but they knew full well that their father would never be financially able to send either of them to Nuremberg to study at an art college. After many long discussions at night in their crowded bed, the two boys finally worked out a sensible plan. They would toss a coin. The loser would go down into the nearby mines and, with his earnings, support his brother while he attended the art college. Then, when that brother who won the toss completed his studies in 4 years, he would support the other brother at the college, either with sales of his artwork or, if necessary, also by labouring in the mines. They tossed a coin on a Sunday morning after church. Albrecht Dürer won the toss and went off to Nuremberg. Albert went down into the dangerous mines and, for the next 4 years, financed his brother, whose work at the art college was almost an immediate success. Albrecht's woodcuts and his oils were far better than those of most of his professors, and by the time he graduated, he was beginning to earn considerable fees for his commissioned works. Now, the young artist returned to his village, ready to relieve his brother of the hard labour in the mines. The Dürer family held a festive banquet outside to celebrate Albrecht's happy homecoming. After a long and memorable meal, filled with music and laughter, Albrecht rose from his honoured position at the head of the table to drink a toast to his beloved brother for the years of sacrifice that had enabled Albrecht to fulfil his ambition. His closing words, highlighting his gratitude, were, "And now, Albert, wonderful brother of mine, now it is your turn. Now you can go to Nuremberg to pursue your dream, and I will pay for all your expenditures." All heads turned in eager expectation to the far end of the table, where Albert sat, tears streaming down his pale face, shaking his lowered head from side to side while he repeated over and over, "No, no, no, no." Finally, Albert rose and wiped the tears from his cheeks. He glanced down the long table at the faces he loved, and then, holding his hands close to his right cheek, he expressed his inner feelings softly and sincerely. "No, brother, I cannot go to Nuremberg. It is too late for me. Look, look what 4 years in the mines have done to my hands. The bones in every finger have been smashed at least once, and lately I have been suffering from arthritis so badly in my right hand that I cannot even hold a glass to return your toast, much less make delicate lines on canvas with a pen or a brush. No, brother, for me it is too late." More than 450 years have passed. By now, Albrecht Dürer's hundreds of masterful pictures, pen and silver point sketches, watercolours, woodcuts and copper engravings hang in every great museum in the world. But the odds are great that you, like most people, are familiar with only one of Albrecht Dürer's works. More than merely being familiar with it, You very well may have a reproduction hanging on the interior walls of your home or office. One day, to honor Albert for all sacrifices he had made, Albrecht Dürer drew in great detail his brother's worn and beaten hands with palms together and thin fingers stretched skyward. He called his powerful drawing simply Hands. But it was almost immediately echoed in the hearts of the entire world, and his painting of love was renamed The Praying Hands. The next time you see a copy of that original touching work, take a second look. Let it be your reminder, if you still need one, that no one, no one ever makes it alone.
New words.
Touching.
Appreciation.
Tiny.
Merely.
Goldsmith.
Profession.
Trade.
Discussion.
Sensible.
Toss.
Earnings.
Artwork.
Labor.
Woodcut.
Considerable.
Commission.
Relieve.
Festive.
Banquet.
Homecoming.
Laughter.
Toast.
Beloved.
Sacrifice.
Enable.
Fulfill.
Ambition.
Highlight.
Gratitude.
Expenditure.
Eager.
Inner.
Sincerely.
Arthritis.
Canvas.
Brush.
Masterful.
Sketch.
Watercolor.
Copper.
Engraving.
Reproduction.
Interior.
Stretch.
Skyward.
Powerful.
Echo.
Entire.
Rename.
Original.
Reminder.
Proper nouns.
Albrecht Dürer.
Nuremberg.
Albrecht Dürer the Elder.
Albert.
Section 2. Listening and speaking. Listening. 1. Listen to a conversation on the text only once, and then fill in the blanks according to what you've just heard. Thank you so much for your festive banquet. It's so good to be back home. Now I'd like to drink a toast first to my beloved brother, Albert, for his years of sacrifice that has enabled me to fulfill my dream. Don't say that, Albrecht. I am so glad that you have finally become an artist. I'm proud of you, really. Dear Albert, now it's your turn to go to Nuremberg to pursue your dream. I will pay for all your expenditures. No, no, no. No, Albrecht, it's too late for me. Why not? That's what we agreed on 4 years ago. How grateful I am to you. Without your support, I could not have made it. You are my wonderful brother. Now I want to do something in return. Thank you, my brother. It is my dream to go to an art college, but it's too late. I am confused, Albert. I sincerely want to relieve you of your dangerous labor and help you achieve your ambition. Are you angry with me? No, no, not at all. Look, look at my hands. Tell me what has happened. The bones in every finger have been smashed at least once, and I have been suffering from arthritis so badly in my right hand that I cannot even hold a glass to return your toast, much less make delicate lines on canvas with a pen or a brush. Albrecht, it's too late for me. My dearest brother, I'll draw your hands in great detail in appreciation of the sacrifices you made for me.
2. Listen to a conversation twice and answer the following questions. Are you going to the fair next Saturday?
What fair?
The annual fair that Riverdale puts on the first Saturday in June to raise money for Riverdale Hospital. The fair will be held in the university's outdoor stadium, just like the previous years. Haven't you noticed the tents that are already set up?
Yes, I have, but what are they for?
They're for the many special events and displays, and this year there will be quite a few new events. I'm going to help serve food at the refreshment tent for a few hours on Saturday afternoon.
Do many people volunteer to help?
Oh, yes. I like helping others because I really enjoy seeing a lot of friends at the food tent. Everybody loves to eat.
So that's it. I've heard talks about an auction.
Right. An auction will be held on Saturday afternoon, and there will be some real treasures for sale then. People donate all kinds of things. There will also be an art show on Saturday and a special game tent just for children.
And all the profits from the fair will go to support the hospital. What a good idea. Maybe I should go and see if they need more volunteers.
Are you going to the fair next Saturday?
What fair?
The annual fair that Riverdale puts on the first Saturday in June to raise money for Riverdale Hospital. The fair will be held in the university's outdoor stadium, just like the previous years. Haven't you noticed the tents that are already set up?
Yes, I have, but what are they for?
They're for the many special events and displays, and this year there will be quite a few new events. I'm going to help serve food at the refreshment tent for a few hours on Saturday afternoon.
Do many people volunteer to help?
Oh, yes. I like helping others because I really enjoy seeing a lot of friends at the food tent. Everybody loves to eat.
So that's it. I've heard talks about an auction.
Right. An auction will be held on Saturday afternoon, and there will be some real treasures for sale then. People donate all kinds of things. There will also be an art show on Saturday and a special game tent just for children.
And all the profits from the fair will go to support the hospital. What a good idea. Maybe I should go and see if they need more volunteers.
3. Listen to a passage twice, and then decide whether the following statements are true or false.
John is my best friend. We grew up together and did a lot of things together. Baseball, music lessons, and club activities in high school, etc. And what's more, we often talk to each other, sharing our highs and our lows, our fears and our secret wishes. But something has changed. We are not as close as before. I tried to talk to John about it, but he said there was nothing. What's more, his behavior has changed greatly. Now he stays out late at night and doesn't get home until 3 or 4 in the morning. Of course, this means that he sleeps late and often misses classes. I know we don't have much homework, but I don't see him study at all. I'm worried, really worried. A friend of ours hinted last week that John was in trouble. I begged him to tell me, and finally he said that maybe John was taking drugs. I was shocked. I got angry and told him he was wrong and he should stop telling lies about John. But later, when I cooled down and thought about his words carefully, I came to realize that he might be right. I mean, John has been acting very strange. I wish I knew what to do. John is my best friend. We grew up together and did a lot of things together. Baseball, music lessons, and club activities in high school, etc. And what's more, we often talk to each other, sharing our highs and our lows, our fears and our secret wishes. But something has changed. We are not as close as before. I tried to talk to John about it, but he said there was nothing. What's more, his behavior has changed greatly. Now he stays out late at night and doesn't get home until 3 or 4 in the morning. Of course, this means that he sleeps late and often misses classes. I know we don't have much homework, but I don't see him study at all. I'm worried, really worried. A friend of ours hinted last week that John was in trouble. I begged him to tell me, and finally he said that maybe John was taking drugs. I was shocked. I got angry and told him he was wrong and he should stop telling lies about John. But later, when I cooled down and thought about his words carefully, I came to realize that he might be right. I mean, John has been acting very strange. I wish I knew what to do.
Speaking. Reference answer.
The Summer Olympic Games will be held in our city, and many students are applying for being volunteers. What do you think of taking part in voluntary service?
I think it is a great idea. I love voluntary service.
You do? I think it's a waste of time.
Do you really think so? Why?
We're students, so we should concentrate on our studies.
You're right, but voluntary service provides people a way to make contributions and sacrifices to make our world a better place to live in. Albert Einstein said, "A person's value shall be decided by what he contributes, not by what he obtains."
That's correct. And maybe we can learn a lot from the voluntary service as well.
Sure, it is beneficial and exciting. It will help you mature and build good character.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, voluntary service often takes the form of teamwork. In the team, you will learn how to get along with others. You will also know society better and understand what you have learned from school better.
How can we become volunteers?
First, you need to apply. And then you must receive formal training to ensure the quality of your service.
I see. What about going to the student center to make an application now?
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Focus 2. Language use. Section 1. Practical reading.
Profit at a price. The term child labor does not refer to all children who work. It refers to children on whom long hour or dangerous work is imposed. These children are usually 5 to 14 years old. They work in both rural and industrial areas. In agricultural areas, children as young as 5 years old pick crops such as apples, rice, and cocoa beans. In more urban areas, children make products like porcelain, soccer balls, sweaters, carpets, batteries, matches, trays, cigarettes, and brooms. When people buy these products, they have no idea children made them. Organizations that look after children's rights believe, however, that the public should know more about child labor. First of all, how many children are working as child laborers? Child labor occurs mainly in developing countries, but it is difficult to get accurate numbers of how many children are involved. According to the statistics provided by international organizations, 250 million children between the ages of 5 and 14 are working, and 90% of these live in Africa and Asia. India has the largest number of child workers, an estimated 44 million, according to the International Labour Organization, ILO. The ILO monitors child labour issues around the world. Other countries also have huge numbers of child workers. Children 10 to 14 years of age make up 10% of Pakistan's workforce. There are 4 million child workers in the Philippines and 12 million in Nigeria. An additional 7 million children are working in Brazil. There are many reasons why a child has to work. The most important reason is poverty. Poverty explains why child labor happens mainly in developing countries. Children have a significant economic value in a developing country because they can earn 50% or more of their total family income, even when they're only paid pennies for their work. Children work to feed their families and themselves. In situations of terrible poverty, where money is inadequate for survival, working is a logical decision for both parents and children. Many times, parents and children work side by side, sewing, digging, picking crops, or operating machinery. In some cases, parents even give or sell their children to people who promise to provide employment and education for the child. Parents hope that this will be an opportunity for the child to get a better life. According to international organizations, this rarely happens. Instead, most of the children become slaves. One person's poverty can lead to another person's profit. Child labor is part of a global economic system of low labor costs that lead to low consumer prices, which then lead to high sales in wealthy countries. Labor costs in developing countries are cheaper than in industrialized countries because people are willing to work for less money. The ILO reports that children who work up to 16 hours a day are only paid from $1.3 to $7 a week. A 2002 report from the Ivory Coast found that the average annual earnings for a cocoa worker range from $30 to $110. This is not enough for a family to live on, and the children are forced to work to survive. If economic reasons are the main cause of child labor, many people argue economic solutions are needed to tackle this problem. They believe that economic pressure should be put on countries that practice child labor. For example, other countries could add a high tax to products coming from the country practicing child labor. Critics, however, argue that this approach would make the situation worse because it would generate even more poverty. This, in turn, would lead to more children working. Some organizations have a different economic solution. They want consumers to stop buying products from companies that employ child workers. These organizations organize boycotts against specific companies. They believe that if people stop buying commodities produced by these companies, the companies will change the way they do business. They hope that when companies understand bad labor practices are causing them to lose money, these companies will increase wages and improve working conditions. At an international conference on fighting child labor, Global Exchange, an international organization, submitted a third economic solution to poverty and child labor, fair trade. Fair trade guarantees that farmers are paid a fair price for their product, a price that will allow farmers and bean pickers to feed and educate their families. For example, the international price for cocoa is about 40% per pound. Fair trade would pay twice as much. Critics of fair trade, however, worry that if workers are paid higher wages, the cost of their product will dramatically increase. As costs increase, critics argue, people will not buy the product. Then critics conclude poverty will accumulate because farmers will not be able to sell their products. The issue of child labor is very complicated. While the global community agrees it is unacceptable for children to work in these conditions, organizations and countries do not agree about how to abolish child labor. Some even believe that as long as there are rich countries and poor countries, rich people and poor people, child labor is inevitable.
New words.
Impose.
Rural.
Industrial.
Agricultural.
Urban.
Porcelain.
Sweater.
Carpet.
Battery.
Tray.
Broom.
Organization.
Laborer.
Occur.
Developing.
Accurate.
Involve.
Statistic.
Monitor.
Workforce.
Additional.
Poverty.
Significant.
Penny.
Inadequate.
Survival.
Logical.
So.
Machinery.
Provide.
Employment.
Slave.
Consumer.
Industrialized.
Ivory.
Argue.
Tackle.
Pressure.
Tax.
Critic.
Generate.
Employ.
Boycott.
Commodity.
Submit.
Guarantee.
Conclude.
Accumulate.
Unacceptable.
Abolish.
Proper nouns.
India.
International Labour Organization, ILO.
Pakistan.
The Philippines.
Nigeria.
Ivory Coast.
Global Exchange.